Yes.
Mixed up. And we never had nice red bed dogs down there with us. But they were all pretty good about catching hogs. We'd learn them, train them, you know.
Yes. I guess it takes some training to get them not scared of the hogs like that.
Yeah.
We're talking about that hog. That male hog is a boar. What did y'all call a male cow? The male cow, what did you call him?
Well, we call him male or a bull. Male is the right name for him. A lot of people call them bulls. Male, first one is in there.
Yes. Now, what exactly is an oxen? Well, can you explain that to me, the oxen? What exactly are they? Are they related to the cow? Or?
Well, no, we use the steers, you know. We call a steer after you trim. After a bull is trimmed, call them a steer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So we trim them back when they're calves if we didn't want to keep them for a male.
Yes, sir.
We trim them all the time. And we grow them up and break them for oxen. I broke several yokes. Calves actually get about 18 months, from a year to 18 months old, go to breaking them. And we'd sell them to people way back when I was growing up. There was a lot of mules in the country then.
Yes, sir. How old did the mule have to be before you worked him? How old would he be?
Well, around 3.
Yes.
Start working 3 years old.
Did they breed mules around here too? Or?
No, we didn't breed any mules.
Yes.
Just breed horses.
Yes.
We had a jack on the farm. We bred him to a mare that made a mule.
Yes, sir.
Then we had a stallion. We bred to a mare that made horses. We kept one of each all the time.
Yes.
So people all through the country bring the mares in.
How big was the farm you grew up on? Was it pretty large? Or?
About 200 acres of it.
That's a pretty good size, wasn't it?
Mile long.
Oh. Did y'all have
We had 400 acres of the farm, but there's about 200 acres worth of farm, the rest of it in timber.
About how many acres of that would you have in corn and how many in wheat?
Well,
and so
we'd
forth?
Put in about 40 and 50 acres in corn. Then we'd have wheat, maybe some, rye and some, and a lot of hay and pastures. You see, we'd have pastures for the cattle to run on. We'd pass a part of the bottom land and went across the creek and we had a hillside across the creek there, and it was all cleared up, a lot of land cleared up, and we had a pasture over there so the cattle would get back and forth from the barn over the pasture.
What, did y'all have a vegetable garden on the farm?
A what?
A garden?
Yeah, we raised a garden. I had to. There were 10, 12 of us in the family.
Oh, that's a pretty good sized family, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What all would y'all usually grow in that garden?
Well, we grow about everything people grow in the garden, beans and onions and cucumbers and tomatoes and lettuce and broccoli and peas and a lot of stuff like that.
About everything?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Squash, sometimes we'd have. Sometimes we'd put out a few mushmelons or something or other.
Talking about those mushmelons, did any of them ever grow any watermelons around here?
Yeah, we used to grow watermelons way back years ago, but later years we didn't fool with it. After we got so much farming land, we started out on a... We bought, in 1906, we bought a farm joining this down there, about 100 acres in it. So we put that all together and we put pulling watermelon with it.
You mentioned 12 in your family. Were there 10 children?
12.
How many boys were there?
Four boys, 8 girls.